The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly. I'm Steve Cashel, radio host of the Chicago Bulls. In a few minutes, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, head team physician for the Chicago Bulls and sports medicine specialist and orthopedic surgeon from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and Rush University Medical Center. This week on the show, we're going to talk about electrical bone stimulation for stress fractures. Also, how NBA teams analyze players entering the NBA draft on the medical side. And then Alex Paris will join us. He is Joakim Noah's personal trainer and nutrition expert, as we, of course, see Joakim headed for the New York Knicks, but Alex remaining in Chicago. We'll spend half this time in New York with Joakim. We'll talk a little bit about how training for these top athletes has changed over the years and how Alex prepares Joakim for the upcoming NBA season. So stay with us. A lot to do here. This is Sports Medicine Weekly. Be sure to follow our website, sportsmedicineweekly.com. Back to get it going right after this on ESPN 1000.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Mulkin's 14-Day Transformation Cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP Done For You cleanse comes with a 14-Day Transformation Wellness Bag containing MCT Lean Vegan Protein Blend, fat-burning MCT Lean MCT Oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, lines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com, or visit Karen's website at karenmalkin.com. That's karenmalkin.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Welcome back on this Saturday morning. Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole at Sports Medicine Weekly. And net proceeds from our program, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the liveactivenow.org fund. Dr. Cole, some changes for the Chicago Bulls over the summer. Dr. Cole, of course, is the head team physician for our Chicago Bulls. And boy, you have to say goodbye to a couple guys you were close to.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. It's very difficult when you work with these guys for the number of years that I have, especially Joakim and Derek, who I've come to know, I would say, inside and out. Just their character, the personal relationship. I mean, one of the greatest privileges of being involved with the team for this many years is that you get this downtime. You know, I don't even get to talk to you personally at any, when you think about it. You know, we come, we work, we do our thing.
Right.
You and I get a few minutes, but when you spend, you know, 2 hours before a game, you know, after the game, if there's, you know, on the unfortunate event there's an injury, we spend a lot of time talking, you know, and you get to know them very, very well, including their families. So I'm going to miss both of them. I mean, it'll be one of those things that we traded some texts back and forth after they were traded, and like, you know, I look forward to seeing you during the season, during the games. We always say hello in the locker room, you know, when players are left in the past. But, you know, it's just one of those things. It's a very, it's always changing, but I will miss them both.
Well, we've got Joakim Noah's personal trainer in studio with us this morning and nutritionist, Alex Paris. We've had Alex on the show in the past years. And Alex, I think you're going to be hanging around Chicago a little bit, but you've known Joakim for how long now?
Known him since he was 13, so he's 30, almost 32 now.
Yeah.
So we're going on almost 20 years of friendship and business partnership and working together, and things couldn't be better and more exciting right now.
Good. So how does your role change? Your role change with Joakim at all as he heads to the New York Knicks?
You know, it won't really change much. The only difference will be that I'm not going to physically live in New York, but I will be traveling back and forth all the time during the season. I'll be there for homestands, and summers will be the same, which is I'm with him all the time, training and getting better for the next year.
So what, just, you know, for those of you who've been on our show a couple of times, what are your, like, top three responsibilities when you guys work together?
Okay, I think they're kind of like split up, because like during the summer, the off season is where it's way more training, obviously, because we're together all the time and he's not with the team.
Yeah.
So training and traveling and, you know, coordinating his training. Like if he works at P3, I'll coordinate with those trainers and we'll discuss
everything.
Do you go
out? Are you out in LA now?
Yeah. Well, if we go to Santa Barbara, I'll go out there for that all the time and do that and coordinate with those guys. Basketball trainers, guys like Tim Grover or Mike Pimberthy. I'll coordinate those workouts and stuff like that. And then during the season, it's more food, training here and there. Less responsibility than the summer, really.
But. So I know his mom loves to cook, right?
Oh, yeah.
Got to know his whole family really well.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So do you talk to her and say this is what he needs, or my guess is she also
she tells
knows.
Me.
Yeah, I was gonna say my guess is she also knows what he needs.
She cooks really healthy, does. Right?
Oh gosh, yeah.
She cooks
she's a great
healthy,
cook. Yeah.
And it's the most amazing food. And so I've learned a lot from her. She's definitely been a mentor for my cooking. She used to actually we were on complete other ends of the spectrum. I'm from this bodybuilding, healthy eating, plain chicken and rice, and she would just take that stuff and throw it away and be like, this is not made with love, this is this food. So she would
what does she make?
She makes just the most amazing bolognese ever. Anything. I mean, honestly, she actually the other day we were over there 2 days ago, Joaquin was in town, and she made us a lunch post-workout, and it was just like a hodgepodge of everything that was in the fridge, but somehow it was like a gourmet meal, and it was just amazing. So she's incredible, and she pretty much tells me what she thinks he should eat, and I follow along.
I'll tell you who's more upset than anyone. You've met my daughter, Ava, right?
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah, so Joaquin, he's like a big, sweaty teddy bear, so she'll... after a game, she'll just run. I mean, she's not like this, with anyone. She'll just run up to him. He picks her up, and he just, envelops her in his arms, I've got some pictures, because Ava's kind of got this, mature face, and if you didn't see her little person, it looks like they're, two adults. I don't know if you ever saw that picture, adorable.
Yes.
So she was really,
I love
she
they
was
speak French together and stuff. I've seen it's so cool. They have a nice little bond there.
They do.
Yeah.
So most of the things you're going to be able to do, you have a new son, right? How old is your boy?
My son is almost 6 months.
Yes.
His name is Adonis, and his mother Brittany is doing an amazing job so far, because there's not much I can do right now.
Well, she's not. There is. That's why they invented the pump, dude.
what? What is that? Never heard of that.
You have a plan for Adonis already?
I'm just happy and feel blessed that he's healthy and everything's okay. Just whatever he wants to do in life, I hope. He figures it out.
Are you going to have to spend some time away from home now? Is that the idea? That's what you anticipate?
Yeah, that started from when he was born. Joaquin was already had his surgery and was in New York, and I started going and traveling back and forth. So it's kind of already used to it. I mean, I'm pretty much here half the time. So
right.
I look at it I was in the military, and I used to respect all the families that were families are deployed for a year at a time and don't see each other. So I always look at it like that. I'm like, you know what? If those guys can sacrifice like that, I think I can be gone for 2 weeks and we can make it work,
Visiting with Alex Paris, Joaquin Noah's personal trainer, nutritionist. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly. I want to ask you, Alex, you've been working with NBA players and specifically Joaquin now for so many years, but how has it changed over the last 5-10 years, and what suggestions would you have for someone who is aspiring to be a really great high school player, get a college scholarship somewhere down the line, and how weightlifting nutrition has changed in basketball?
It's a really good question, because it's been huge changes, and I get to see some of these young kids coming through the pipelines, through my work, and the thing I tell them all the time is to start focusing on the nutrition now, because that's the real weapon. Everybody can work out hard, but really the guys that get their nutrition and their supplements right early and stay disciplined are the ones that end up going all the way. So the nutrition has been a thing that's definitely taken off. I mean, guys used to eat candy and stuff. I think that guys really curb doing that kind of stuff and are really conscious about eating healthier. We talked a little bit about nutrition, but it's really a main focus now, and working out, it always evolves, but at the end of the day it's the same stuff that always works.
How about sleep? How about, alcohol? How about all the things that, these guys are regular guys. Do you play hardball with all that stuff too?
I do. And, I'm a big proponent or supporter of not drinking during season. I think there's just no benefit. And
right.
All the literature I've seen, I'm sure you know all about this, is just, it's awful. It's the worst thing for inflammation, just recovery, sleep.
Right.
So, look, guys, like you said, they're human, and they're guys. They're going to go out. They're going to have a couple of drinks. I think it's just a matter of limiting it, staying hydrated, and basically just, doing it not as much.
Yeah. How excited was he to go to New York? If I had to pick any city, it would either, just from what I know from Joe, it would be either L.A. or New York, right? And New York is, he's got his sisters there.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of family, a lot of friends there. It's a huge connection. So my guess is he's going to feel like home, even though, you know, he loves Chicago, and obviously Chicago loved him.
Yeah, he did. He does love Chicago, and the time here was amazing. But I think this was just really exciting for him. I mean, he didn't even think there was ever going to be a possibility. I mean, before the Derek trade happened, I mean, we were like, okay, you know, the Knicks aren't an option. They have a center, and you know, it just didn't seem. The minute Derek got traded, we looked at each other and we were like, oh my God, this is possible. And I think he wanted this. This was definitely his first choice, and he's really excited and rejuvenated, and like he says, he feels like a rookie again. So
that's cool.
Yeah, he's got that kind of like that twinkle in his eye. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do.
It's gonna be fun to watch him.
Visiting with Alex Paris, and final question. So, as you continue on in the season, what are the big things that kind of you work with Joakim now on? I mean, any deficiencies there in the body that you need to, you know, what are you guys focusing on here as you kind of get towards training camp?
Well, he is, you know, 31 turning 32 this year, so he's a true veteran. The focus is, you know, no longer on pumping those big weights and getting bigger and stronger. It's everything's preventative for injuries, and everything's just to get him on the court and keep him there as long as possible. So the training, you know, we're doing more CrossFit type workouts now where it's a shorter time but more intensity, but we're just kind of just, you know, the time under tension is really what we're limiting. We don't need him training for an hour and a half anymore. We get in, we get out, and we just, you know, just focus on his recovery, really.
Alex, wonderful stuff. We hope we see you at the United Center more than just when the Knicks are in town, okay?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to come and see what's going on over there.
Alex Paris.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Personal trainer, nutritionist for Joakim Noah. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Our show continues, Sports Medicine Weekly, with more after this.
On ESPN Radio.
I'd been having knee pain for quite some time and did what probably a lot of people do. I just ignored it and hoped it would go away. After a month, I couldn't take the pain anymore. I went to my family orthopedic. He told me that I needed physical therapy. When I received my prescription for therapy, the first thing I did was search PT companies online. I came across ATI Physical Therapy. It's close to home, has some great reviews, and when I called, they verified my insurance and scheduled me right away. No wait, everything was so easy, and the staff was great. They kept my doctor informed of my progress along the way. Honestly, I look forward to going to my appointments. ATI made me feel like my recovery was their most important priority. I'd recommend them to anyone needing physical therapy. The experience was something I'll never forget.
To learn more about what it's like to be a patient at ATI Physical Therapy, visit ATIPT.com and start your journey to get back to your best today. ATIPT.com.
Midwest Orthopedics at Rush is nationally recognized as a leader in comprehensive orthopedic services. As team physicians for the Chicago Bulls, Chicago White Sox, and Chicago Fire Soccer Club, their physicians understand the importance of quality care for high-performance athletes and weekend warriors. Regardless of the level of the athlete, recreational, high school, college, or even professionals, Midwest Orthopedics at Rush strives to provide the highest quality, state-of-the-art healthcare services. To better serve their patients, they provide expert care across five Chicagoland locations with a new location in Munster, Indiana. Their cutting-edge research, diagnosis, methods, and treatments make them the highest-ranked program in the state of Illinois by U.S. News and World Report rankings. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit them at rushortho.com or call 877-MD-BONES. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, when only the best will do.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Back here on Sports Medicine Weekly on this Saturday morning, Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Dr. Cole, of course, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls. So, Dr. Cole, we've talked a little bit in the past about rookies and the combine and how they're medically measured, so to speak. What about a free agent? So a free agent comes from, you know, X team. What do you guys do? What do you do as a head team physician? Do you call the other team then that player is coming from and say, I need the medical records? Does that player fly to town before they actually sign a free agent contract or when a trade is made? How does that work?
Yeah, it's it's rather simple. I mean, in that, you know, pretty much every team is subjected to the same processes. You know, a player has to be deemed medically fit, and then there's also, you know, some sort of risk assessment. Risk assessment is a big part of, like we talked about, for a combine, but it's also has to do with their value proposition as a player, and there's sort of that sliding scale. And, you know, the thing about having a guy come in who's a veteran or who's, you know, been out as a free – who is now a free agent, you've got sort of some institutional history on him, you know. So there's things that are public – And then there's a common medical record that we have access to. So it's like any other medical issue when you think about it. Someone has to sign up. There's this HIPAA protection and so forth. So it's all agreed upon that it becomes sort of an open book. And just like his player history, minutes, and all this other stuff, you have to go through their medical and orthopedic and, you know, their history that may or may not factor in. And again, you and I can't predict everything. So you do your best to make a measured judgment call on things, and it's weighed against intangibles and all kinds of other things. There's no, it certainly isn't a linear formula. There's a lot that goes into this decision making, but you know, our job as medical staff is to simply be a physician. Are they medically capable of playing? And then when asked, sometimes there's some assessment of, you know, these guys don't all last forever. And this is a really rough sport, and our ability to sort of predict becomes particularly challenging in that regard.
Does that also happen, Dr. Cole, on the other end, when you're about to trade players, you also might be asked about their risk assessment going further? Is this maybe something that we're, not that you're giving a team damaged goods, but you guys have had your own risk assessment of this player?
Yeah, of course. I mean, when you think about it, there's, you know, virtually there isn't a player who's exempt from having injury or who doesn't have risk.
Sure.
And we're learning so much about sort of the size of a player, which could lead to sort of longer or shorter careers. We're learning about minutes. We're learning about loads. I mean, one of the things that intrigues me the most is the science behind, the emerging science behind sort of the ability to predict. But yes, we will turn over records. We'll have discussions. We're very open, very transparent. And, you know, truth be told, there often isn't one right answer here. You end up making judgment calls, and judgment calls will differ. And then there's a little bit of luck that gets folded in there as well. Can't predict tomorrow.
I want to also ask you about the how to build a training staff, strength and conditioning staff for the Chicago Bulls. Some people were let go, so to speak. And then you've got Chip Schaefer coming back, who was with the Bulls for 11-plus seasons, won 6 NBA titles as the head team trainer. Now he's in a different role. Great to be back in Chicago, because Chip is well-known around the league. You've known him a long time, right?
Sure. You know, when I first started, he would come in with other teams, and I knew Chip before I was even involved with any management of athletes or involved with an organization, just, you know, because you sort of knew. How you know a trainer when you're a kid, I can't tell you, to be honest with you. But he's a wonderful trainer. He's got he's one of those guys that continues to learn, and he hasn't stayed stagnant, but he continues to immerse himself in continuing education. He knows way more now than he knew before, not just because of his vast experience in working with teams, because he continues to be educated and learn new trades and crafts. So he's incredibly knowledgeable, and frankly, I look forward to working with him. I mean, Jeff Tanaka and Armando,
he's the head trainer.
And Armando, the assistant trainer, also, to be quite honest, have been amazing to work with. And in addition to working with the administration, I mean, it's, again, we're very blessed. You have these challenges, but to be able to sit down, go face-to-face, there's no pressure to make decisions that are not medically proper, and do the best you can for these athletes. You can't say for every organization, especially when you have challenging times. So I'm, really honestly, proud to be part of it. It's as I've said before, it's a real privilege.
Great information, Dr. Brian Cole, head team physician for the Chicago Bulls. I'm Steve Cashel. You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN Radio. Back with more after this. Stay with us.
Returning patients who suffer from cartilage defects to an active lifestyle is the goal. Prochondrix, the latest solution from AtlasSource, is an innovative, cost-effective fresh cartilage allograft designed to restore cartilage and restore life. To learn more about Prochondrix or allografts, visit Prochondrix.org. That's Prochondrix.org.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Back here on this Saturday morning, Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole. It is Sports Medicine Weekly. Reminder to reach out to us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at SMW Home. Net proceeds from our program, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the LiveActiveNow.org fund. Dr. Cole, you being the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls and one of the top physicians in the NBA, see a lot of stress fractures?
We do. The most common that we see is a tibia stress fracture. That's the shin bone. So you hear about it in the NFL. We've had several in the NBA. In fact, we have some interesting research at the level of the NBA looking at stress injuries, because if you look at the amount of time lost, it accounts for quite a bit of time lost. Because we try to treat these non-surgically if we can, and that takes quite a bit of time. It's really a break in the bone, but it's due to overuse, repetitive use and things like that. and you can try to avoid surgery, but they lose just a tremendous amount of time. Occasionally, they actually come to surgery. But like in my practice, we, you know, if you, when it comes time towards October, when people are training for the marathon, we see, you know, probably 5-to-1 females to males, stress fractures in the shin, in the feet, in the hips, things like that. It's basically the bone can't withstand repetitive loads at a high frequency, breaks down. It's not, and it's a very subtle fracture that's very, very painful, but you can still bear the weight on it, but it hurts.
Because I was going to ask you the difference between a broken bone and a stress fracture.
I mean, it's like an early broken bone. It's not often complete, but it's enough that it causes pain and a fair amount of disability.
We're going to bring on one of our specialists now, along with yourself, Dr. Mo Bhandari. And he is a professor, university scholar, academic chair, Division of Orthopedic Surgery at the McMaster University. Dr. Bhandari, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. And let's get your thoughts on some of that with the stress fractures. And I know you've got some different bone healing methods, correct?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, first and foremost, I mean, stress fractures are a difficult problem. And just as Dr. Cole has mentioned, you know, they are a break in the bone. And often they're fairly unrecognized until they fully break. And sometimes you catch them early. But the point and the challenge most docs have is getting to them early enough and getting these bones to heal, because they are a broken bone. You know, it's what some people say is a minor break, but it is a break. And one, in fact, can be pretty serious if we can't get those bones to heal.
So is your background in electrophysiology or, you know?
No, I'm an orthopedic surgeon with an interest in trauma care generally.
Got it.
And then we do quite a bit of clinical research or patient-oriented research at our university.
Okay, so my guess is that where my world in sports medicine is stress fractures, your world in trauma is what we call fracture non-unions, where you treat a fracture and any which way and they don't go on to heal properly. So that's where electric stim is really big. Is that fair to say?
I think that's very fair to say. Obviously, there are two primary goals when you have a broken bone. One is to get the bone to heal faster, and to get it to heal. And so the challenge is if bones that are delayed are actually called delayed union, the bone doesn't heal in an appropriate amount of time. Bone stimulators can be used to accelerate or believed to accelerate union or getting fractures to heal a bit quicker, especially in sports injuries. You know, people have got to get back pretty quickly, so there is an interest in that. And then those fractures that don't heal, that just simply won't heal with all the treatments that are currently available, they can be also used, or bone stimulation is a tool, and we can go into that, can be used to actually promote a bone that otherwise isn't healing towards healing.
How does E-stim work, electric stimulation work?
Sure. So broadly speaking, and I'll keep this fairly general, a bone stimulator is a device. It's usually a pretty portable device that patients and individuals can take home with them, usually. It's externally applied. It's non-invasive, generally. And it's aimed through either the stimulation, so like it'll, and I can go over the different types quickly, but, you know, it's aimed to stimulate the healing of damaged tissue and bone. There are generally types, and not to get into too much detail, but, you know, some of the more common types. One of them is called pulse electromagnetic fields, and just as the name suggests, it's a coil that delivers a current that can be pulsed on and off. Or there's things like CMF, which is combined magnetic fields, which have alternating currents. But the principle is that through the use of electrical current, you're able to stimulate bone cells to start, you know, towards processes towards healing. So they start excreting proteins and, you know, basically molecules that are helping the bone to heal.
And, okay, so is that the type of E-stim that you're used to? Is this what unit do you use?
Well, basically, our group in general uses a host of electrostimulation devices. But, again, the more common ones are combined magnetic fields and what we call PEMF. Pulse electromagnetic field.
What's the one of our educational sponsors has been DGO, and what does DGO have that you use?
All right, DGO uses the combined magnetic fields or CMF devices.
Okay, is that one that you would put on for say 20-minute intervals, a couple of times a day, something to that extent?
Well, these are not to be. Yes, you're right. So 20-minute intervals or short, without getting into time points. Yes, they're shorter interval usage, and you're right, and they are put on. For daily use until the fracture heals. Usually, you know, it can be on for a period of weeks.
Visiting with Dr. Mo Bhandari, talking about electrical bone stimulators. Dr. Bhandarik currently serves as professor and academic chair of the Division of Orthopedic Surgery, McMaster University. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. Our show is Sports Medicine Week. We also understand, Dr. Bhandarik, you did a study. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So we asked a very simple question. We wanted to know if the bone stimulator, in this particular case, electrical stimulators, have an impact on bone healing and clinical outcomes compared to what we call control devices or what we call dummy devices. And we wanted to find out if, in fact, there was a true benefit by using rigorous research methods. We used a term or a technique called meta-analysis, basically a fancy word that says we take the best research we can find, which is a randomized clinical trial where there's been a comparison between an electrical stimulator and a control group, and we combine those studies mathematically. And by doing that, that gives us a considerable amount of power to be able to make valid conclusions. So we conducted this particular study evaluating bone stimulators using what turned out to be 15 of these types of studies, these high-quality studies called randomized clinical trials, which had a total of 1,247 patients with a variety of different types of ailments, anything from broken bones, which is fresh fractures, to non-unions, or as I talked about earlier, delayed unions, including osteotomies. Interestingly enough, there wasn't a lot on stress fractures, which is an area probably where there could be a lot more interest and certainly a lot more research in that area. Bottom line, though, and one of the two key findings of this study are that non-union rates can be reduced by 35% with the use of an electrical stimulation device compared to a control device.
Wonderful information. Dr. Mo Bhandarik, thank you so much, Doc, for joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Dr. Bhandarik, professor and academic chair of the Division of Orthopedic Surgery at McMaster University. This is Sports Medicine Weekly. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. More after this
on ESPN Radio.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team, too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at 4 Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
We're excited to announce our new Sports Medicine Weekly custom podcast app on iTunes. It's all free. Just go to the App Store, search for Sports Medicine Weekly. Our app gives listeners easy access to their favorite Sports Medicine Weekly shows without getting lost in confusing screens and pop-up ads. The team at Sports Medicine Weekly is dedicated to delivering content to our listeners on the latest in fitness, nutrition, injury prevention, and treatment. Optimize your performance with the Sports Medicine Weekly app. As always, we thank our loyal listening and social media followers.
The best athletes in the world and their medical teams have been trusting DonJoy products for over 30 years. With a goal to protect and return confidence in sport post-injury, DonJoy is the trusted leader to get and keep athletes in action. Whether it's football, basketball, soccer, volleyball, or even the official medical supplier to the U.S. ski team, always trust the global leader in sports medicine. Trust DonJoy, a product of DJOGlobal.com.
At Athletico Physical Therapy, we know there is freedom from pain and you can get back to doing the things you love. Whether it's running an 8K, playing a game of tag in the yard, or walking safely to your car, pain should not slow you down. With locations throughout 8 states that offer complimentary injury screens, your choice to go with our team is the smart choice. Visit Athletico.com to request your complimentary injury screening and start feeling better with us today. Athletico, better for everybody.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Sports Medicine Weekly has been brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy, by Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, by Karen Malkin Health Counseling, by Integrated Orthopedics, by Allo Source, by DonJoy Orthopedics, by MedWest, and by ATI Physical Therapy. Many thanks to our producer and board operator, George Katsarilos. Our coordinating producer is Teresa Ann Seeger. We also want to thank David Cole for managing the website and our business operations, as well as Samantha Smith from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. For Dr. Brian Cole, I'm Steve Cashel saying so long. Thanks for listening to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.